What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, this is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy.
Hello.
Merry Christmas, Kathy.
Merry Christmas to you.
Today is December 23rd. The show is pre-recorded, and I was wondering if anybody will be listening to this weekend because everybody's going to be with their families. So, including us, right?
That's right.
So, do you think your parents were in a shock coming up from Florida in this weather?
Yes, it's very cold for them. A lot of concern about them getting out.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about ice and snow, okay? It's a very fitting topic. We had the weather yesterday, I do believe, was like, I was out yesterday, it was like 42.
Up to 50 something.
And today, what is it?
10, 12.
Yeah. I think it got lower than that. So a little bit of snow. What was I doing yesterday, Kathy? Trying to prepare for the cold weather, correct? Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
You winterized the...
Well,
what's it called?
Pool heater.
I guess
I don't know if I did a good job or not.
We'll find out.
A pool, and so this is a good tip for somebody. I never thought we'd have a swimming pool, but a lot of people are getting them now. It used to be like if we were back here in the 80s and somebody had a pool, you'd think they were Burt Reynolds or something. I mean, it's just like that's a big deal.
Burt Reynolds.
But you know, today, like a lot of people, there is no public swimming pool where we live in Clay County. So a lot of people are getting them.
I think that's why they're doing it.
We have a saltwater pool. So I assume that maybe helped with maybe some of the temperatures as well. But the big stroke of genius that Kathy had is she found a way, you know, to heat the pool. The propane is very expensive to heat a pool with. You have to buy, you know, a bigger gallon tank. You have to buy
the gas,
which is expensive. Install the lines. And they understand that if you run those pool heaters that you don't get a whole lot of time there before your gas has to be refilled back up. So what Kathy did is she found a wood stove. It's a wood pool heater. Mm-hmm. And we've got wood around our ears where we live. We're up in the holler, up in the mountains. And we've got all kind of wood. And so now we've got a wood stove that we can use to heat the pool. And it was cheaper than the gas heater. So yesterday I was winterizing. They're trying to. It was supposed to have some drain valves put in there to drain it out. And when it was installed, they're not there, are they?
I kept saying I don't think they installed it correctly. But that's okay. We're figuring it out.
But it's got running water through it. So it should be okay.
Yeah.
But instead of lighting a fire, I put it's one of those space heaters in the actual wood stove box. I'm hoping that'll be keeping it from freezing.
Yeah.
So that was a concern. I unscrewed all the hoses off of the house to make sure that's not going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
We made sure our pets were protected or mm-hmm. best we could. We got one of the dogs inside, and we put their dogs in a where they were warm, hopefully. What else do we do, Kathy?
One of the dogs was inside.
Yeah, one of the dogs was inside, yeah. Yeah. I'd already winterized the RV.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going...
The pressure washer, that was the other thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I've got a pressure washer, and I used to have an old pressure washer that I forgot to do this with and went to use it, and it frozen over the winter and busted. So I've got I went down to Tractor Supply and got it's a transfer pump. And so what you can do is take some of that RV marine... it's antifreeze, and I was able to pump that through the pressure washer, so that will not freeze as well as the RV. I'm sure, hopefully, people have winterized all of their boats.
The boats, jet skis, all that stuff like that.
This is the real test right here, mm-hmm. is it not?
Right.
Also, we have a rental house, and I was making sure that we had a heat lamp inside of the well house, and also I asked my renter to let the water drip because, you know, this is one of these freezes here that... I'm sure we're going to have some claims with Kathy, don't you?
Well, I hope not, but yeah, probably. Yeah, especially if they haven't winterized their house.
Every time we have a cold snap like this, you can always just wait a couple days later and go have some claims.
Well, the big thing is people don't always keep their heat. You have to keep your heat at a certain temperature, keep it, you know, consistent. And hopefully if they lose power, then that's a whole other scenario. But we have generators for that you can use too.
I've seen some companies want you to maintain heat in the house. Like we're talking about somebody that's actually... Maybe it's a secondary house or seasonal house. insurance companies want you to be 55 degrees. I've seen them below, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it should be probably even 65 or 60, you know, 60, because right. you get in these really cold snaps. We've seen it time and time again where people, you know, they come back from Florida or wherever, and they have water sitting in their house.
Right.
And that can be, we've had some really big claims on that.
I think the big thing too is also people have, a lot of people have secondary sources of heat. That's really important too, because if one would go off, like your power goes off, like we have gas logs or
Who's our house yesterday?
The gas people.
Yeah. So we had.
So you make sure you have your secondary source of heat, because you just never know.
Yeah. So we had
fireplaces. If you don't have gas logs, you have a fireplace or have wood.
We had done some work on the house this summer, and the gas would have been turned off.
Right.
And so I had turned one of my friends from church, Jason, had come out, and he got it going, because he had to, I guess, bleed all the air of the lines and get it, the pilot light relit and all that.
Check for leaks and all that.
Check for leaks. Yeah. And so we've got a secondary source of heat. That's a very good point, because what are you going to do if you're, you lose your power?
Right.
Then you're going to be sitting there with no heat, and then things start to freeze
and
up.
And make sure you have, like, carbon monoxide, you know, things in your house too, for if you have gas logs.
If you have gas logs, mm-hmm. yeah. A lot of people still have a wood stove. Yeah. And that's a show we were talking about having one day, maybe, you know, wood stoves. It's not as prevalent as it used to be
right.
as a primary heat source. I mean, when I grew up here, people got their wood in the fall, and, you know, you were busting wood and getting ready for winter. There was a good percentage of people heated their houses with a wood stove throughout the winter.
Right.
And now, obviously, you know, people have heat pumps, and it's very different. You know, nobody had air conditioning growing up around here. And today that's, you know, most people, it'd be hard to find somebody that didn't have it, really, I would
right.
think. A lot
right.
of people have heat in the air. But that was not a thing growing up. So when you had the wood stove, that's also something to think about, too. We're talking about, you know, snow and ice and cold weather. That plays into wood stoves. You'll make sure you've got your wood stove cleaned.
As well as your fireplace, if you're using actual real wood fireplaces, yeah. you'll have a fire, you know, chimney fire.
We've had chimney fires.
Right. You know, make sure you have them cleaned or use those logs that supposedly are supposed to help with, you know, burning them to get it out of your chimneys.
Out of your chimney, yeah. We had one years ago, and I guess I could talk more about this now because, unfortunately, the lady now has passed on, but she had a really bad situation. It was a neighbor of ours. And it was happening right around the cold snap where she had a wood stove fire. And it really was a bad one because it went up the walls. And it was had like a kind of an A-frame sort of house. It's like a very high-pitched roof, almost like an A-frame. And even though when you looked outside, the damages didn't appear to be that bad, it was damaged enough to where the whole house had to be taken down. Cause it ended up being a total fire loss. One thing you may not be surprised about, you know, in your insurance policy, the debris removed has to be removed. I mean, when mm-hmm. you've got...
There's a cost for that,
there's
too.
There's a cost for that, too. So that's got to play into what, you know, what you have when it comes to your insurance cost as well, or policy. You'll make sure you're covered enough for removing the debris. So they tell you to remove the debris of that house, and our insurance carrier paid to build a new one, which was good. So she got a new home on it.
She replaced it, so.
But that was an avoidable situation because, well, maybe not from her standpoint, but the wood stove was improperly installed. It was, they had put.
She'd hired someone to put it in for her, and they didn't put it in correctly.
They had put just a wood stove pipe through a combustible wall. There was mm-hmm. no masonry, I don't know what you would call it, like a. And normally you've got...
There's nothing non-combustible around it.
Yeah, it's just right through the wall. And it just, even though she just had it recently cleaned, it caught on fire, and it was just a construction defect. Mm-hmm. And it was a big deal between the two insurance carriers because the homeowner's policy was going back against the installer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they had, I don't know how it ever came out, actually. I think it kind of stalled somewhere, but it was a legal situation for the person that installed the wood stove. And that also... You know, the owners are probably competent people. This could have been some employee that did it. I mean,
right.
you got to make sure
right.
your employees are trained to what they're doing.
Right.
So, and I don't know if a building inspector has to look at these or not. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to.
Right.
But regardless, it was not installed properly, and it was a total fire loss.
Right.
So, we're going to talk some more about ice and snow. We talked about, you know, what happens. We talked about maybe preventing things before the break here about, you know, make sure things are winterized, make sure your heat's maintained. make sure that your wood stove is, you know, your chimneys has been cleaned
and serviced.
Because that's all prevention type of thing. Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about what happens when, okay, oops, we had a claim.
Right.
And we have damage now. What happens then? How are we covered? Are there things that may not be covered? We'll talk about it as well. So we will be back right back after the break. We hope everybody's had a very Merry Christmas. This is Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our offices are and where we're located. Please reach out for us for any type of quotes you might possibly want. We do be able to write property and casualty as well as life insurance. We'd like to help you with your insurance needs. You can reach out to us or see us at our locations. We have three locations called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have one in Blairsville in the South State Bank Building. We're in the bank building, but we're not with the bank in our own section there, right across the street from Home Depot and across the way from the post office. Come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizik, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan there in our Blairsville location. Then our second location is called, it's actually right there in Hiawassee on 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right there in the Town Trace building there, the red brick building right next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose. She'll help you with your insurance there. And lastly, our last location, which is our main hub, which is our office in Hayesville, North Carolina, which is on 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank. It's in that building right there. You can come by and see us there. And you can see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, and of course, Vaughn Hobbs, and Mark and myself are typically always there. So come by and see us there in that office. Then we'll have another location, which is called Mount Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance there in Murphy. Come by and see Velda and Heather. They'd love to help you with your insurance needs there in Murphy, and we're right there past the Arby's there on 64. Our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. You can come by and see us. We're between the United Community Bank building and Burger King. It's right there by the United Community Bank there, right that building. They used to own it. Now we're in that actual location. You can come by and see Carrie Van Zandt, Kathy Hunter, Jeremy Payne, and Cody Webb, and they'll like to help you with that, your insurance there. Also, you can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can request a quote there as well, and you can also check us out on Facebook.
All righty. So today we're talking about snow and ice, freezing, and how that relates to insurance. Before the show, we talked about, you know, the preventative side about winterizing. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to Florida, make sure your house is winterized. Might want to have somebody come by and check on it, whatnot. We have a lot of claims on that when it comes to that. So let's talk about after the claim now. Now we've had a situation. Mm-hmm. One of the most, according to Experian, the number three cause of loss in the country, and this is accounting for 19.9, which is 20%, almost one out of five home insurance claims, is water damage and freezing. Mm-hmm. We see this all the time, don't we?
Yes.
And when it goes through different stories of a structure, if it goes, you know, the leaks on the top floor and it goes all the way down to the mm-hmm. bottom, you're going to have damage all the way, the flooring, the ceiling, right. the drywall, the insulation. And these can be very costly. Says about 1 in 60 homes will face a water damage or freezing event that leads to an insurance claim each year. Mm-hmm. That's pretty high, I would think.
It is very high.
Busted pipes, leaking roofs can rack up a hefty bill for homeowners, with insurance payouts averaging $11,650. This comes from Experian. Just as a side note, the experience says the number one claim is wind and hail. Number two claim is fire and lightning. And the ones that we have a fire and lightning claims are the most expensive cost, averaging $77,340 a claim. So that's going to be your fire losses. But regardless, we do have every year, and it could be me. I mean, one time I almost had our tops freeze up. I mean, it's very easy to do. I thought that I had everything prevented. I mean, I had a heat lamp in there, and I had the water running, and it wasn't enough. It was just like a drip. Maybe it should have been a trickle. But this is our rental house where Kathy, when I first got married or where we were dating, she was living in this house. And I turned on the water, and it was not coming out. And all of a sudden, it went bam. And all of a sudden, you just felt it turn loose, and it came out. So I think it was to the point of almost being frozen. And if that would have ruptured, then that would have been a broken pipe, and that would have, you know, gone into having potentially an insurance claim. You know, it could be flooring. It could be drywall. It could be, as I said, it's carpet. So when you have the claim like that, that will be a covered loss on your insurance policy. Interior water pipes rupturing is going to be, assuming that you've got a broad form policy, which most people do.
HO3.
Yeah, mm-hmm. HO3 policy will cover that. There is going to be an exclusion in there if you neglect your property. If you fail to maintain heat in the structure, they could potentially deny your claim because you didn't put heat in the structure. It's almost like an intentional loss, or that's just complete neglect if you didn't heat the structure. What happens when the power goes out, Kathy? I mean, we have an emergency generator we have.
Right.
But that generally is going to just give us our refrigerator or our light.
Mm-hmm.
We've looked into having maybe a one that's a Generac. You know, we've not pulled the trigger on that yet, but it's kind of like one of those things you it's hard to, if you have your power out, it's great to have, but in reality, most of the time you've got power. I mean, mm-hmm. How often does your power just go off?
Not very
days.
Well, it's not very likely, but usually when we have a snowstorm is usually when that happens, typically.
So the big one was the blizzard of 93.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed that because I was at NC State when I was studying finance. And then in 94, I was at Appalachian State after I graduated from there studying risk management and insurance. But my cousin Gene had Clay Insurance there in Hazel, which became more insurance eventually. And I saw the reports from that year. It was called a loss run report. And it was really high because there are a lot of people who had claims during that storm.
Mm-hmm.
What normally happens during a storm? Well, a lot of times you may have the weight of ice and snow can collapse a structure or a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be covered under HO3 policy. Or if you had a maybe a tree, you know,
right.
The way this ice and snow had a tree to fall through your living room or something, that's going to be a covered loss. So we had those types of claims. One of the most prevalent claims we had during that time
can
was...
Can I say, make a cut?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but the big thing is all that the tree has to hit a structure.
Right.
It can't just hit out in the middle of the yard type of thing.
Correct. It's got to be an insured structure, whether it be a fence or driveway, potentially.
Garage.
Garage. If you have a tree just falls out in your yard, that is not going to be covered.
Right.
So it's what's called a homeowner's policy. It doesn't cover land or structures. The only time I can get that covered if I'm insuring a golf course. You know, I've got that on a policy where, you know, tees, greens, and fairways are covered under a golf course if we're doing insurance for a golf course.
Right.
One of the most prevalent claims goes along with this power outage is a food spoilage. Somebody might have, let's say that it's, maybe you're like we are, like growing up, we had cows and maybe we had a cow was butchered. So we've got a lot of meat sitting in our freezer. And if that was to thaw, then we just lost hundreds of dollars of food that's in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a claim as well. A lot of times people are having higher deductibles now. So maybe some people just eat those. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But that is a covered loss as well.
Correct.
Well, I think we're winding down the show here. But I'd like to interject something in real quick. You know, another thing about ice and snow is, you know, if you're driving your vehicle and you slide on ice, what's that going to be? It's considered at fault still. I know it doesn't seem fair, But that's also considered a collision loss, and it will raise your rates if you go out in the snow and ice and you have an accident in your vehicle.
Right. So be safe and be careful. Be cautious when you're out on the road right now with all the weather.
Yeah. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we're going to church Sunday. Yes. Some churches were surprised we're having church on Sunday, but it's Christmas Day. There's no better time to have church than on Christmas. So we will be there, and we really wish that everybody has a Merry Christmas and hopefully a Happy New Year. And I guess we got to root for the Georgia Bulldogs over the seasons, right, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All righty. Well, this is Mark and Kathy Moore signing off. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be right back next week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.